Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here we go, baby. Little bit over an hour until we hand things out over to the fellas over at NRG. Seth, Sean will have the pregame show for a huge, huge, huge game tonight as the Texans, they need this W as they're fighting to kind of get into the wild card spot. As they're one game out behind the Jacksonville Jaguars, they need a W tonight at NRG, and they're facing another team in the hunt as well, the Buffalo Bills. And we did this, as we do each and every game day, or at least Friday before the game. The Texans, they will win if they do what? And I see many people sending things in, 713-572-4610. The Texans will win if they do what? Someone text in, if they sack Josh Allen three times and get two turnovers. Pressure on Josh Allen. Texans will win if Braxton Berrios has more catches than Dalton Schultz. Texans will win if they play disciplined football. 713-572-4610. The Texans will win if they do what? Clint, for you, as you look at this game, this is a huge game, and if they can pull this off, you'll feel really, really good. I said in this three-game stretch when they play the Bills at home and then they go on the road to Indy and Kansas City. If they can go 2-1 out of this stretch, you know you got the Cardinals, you know you got the Raiders, you can put yourself in real good position to try to get in. In this game, Clint, the Texans will win if they do what, in your opinion?
If Nico Collins goes for 100-plus once again. I know I've used it before, boys. I know I've used it before, but I'm just going to tell you, man, this is what the Texans can do. This is who the Texans are, is Nico Collins. When the Baltimore Ravens ran up against Buffalo to open the season, they ran for a ton of yards. Zay Flowers had a 143. When they lost the New England Patriots, I believe they ran it well. Stephon Diggs had 146. When they ran up against the Atlanta Falcons, they ran it for over 200 yards. They did. Bijan Robinson had 170.
Drake London had a big
guess
game,
what?
I believe.
Drake London had a 158. This is the part. I don't know that the Houston Texans are a team that just because the run defense has been absolutely skull drug, I don't know that we're a group that can go in there and do the same and win behind it. I don't know. I don't know. But I know that if Zay Flowers can go for a 143, if Steph Diggs can go for a 146, if Drake London can go for a 158, I know 12 can get it done. I know Nico Collins can have a big day. I know Nico Collins can make a huge difference in a game, make plays throughout a game that swing the momentum in a big way. I know that Davis Mills can feed one guy, and that's number 12. It's Nico Collins, boys. If Nico Collins can go over 100, then I believe the Texans win this game.
Yeah, I'll go over 100. You make a good point. They've had some games where they've given up a lot. And I think that's a big point of where I talk about this. The Texans, they've given up. They've got multiple games where they've given up a lot. They've given up a lot of things. They've given up the pass. They've given up the run pretty consistently each and every week. So I think this defense clearly can be had. That's why when we talked earlier, I think it's a big day for Nick Caley. Also, coming in for the text line, the Texans will win. Texans will win if they do what? Rush for 90 yards, including Mills scrambling, Derwin says. Scrambling can be very, very important. If they score quick and early, get off to a good start, and have 60% or more on third down conversion. Now, I do think holding on to the ball and keeping the ball out of Josh Allen's hands and keeping your defense fresh. Like, we've seen them have real success. They had real success against the 49ers where they were holding on to the ball and they had long possessions, long drives. And that was, you know, arguably one of their best offensive games too, where they just kept converting first downs and doing things. And then we saw the opposite against Denver. I think they were like 3 of 17 or something like that on third down. So I agree with you on that one. My thoughts on this one, Clint. I think the Texans will win if the defense can hold the Bills under 21 points. I think that's a big deal in this game, Clint. You've talked about it this week about their defense and how this is maybe the Rams. You know, the first week of the season, Seattle. Now they're even better with Shaheed, but the Seattle, pretty good. This may be the best, when you look at it, everything, this may be the best offense you've faced this year. And you were able to do a number on them last year, but this is a really good offense, top three in the league. If you can hold them under 21 points and you don't make your offense have to go crazy, don't have to score 30 to win, I think that is a huge, huge deal in this game. And as you said, I think the defense has to, as they've done really all season, lead the way. They've got to lead the way. And if they can keep this team under 21 points, I think that's a really big chance and opportunity for them to win this game.
It's a must with this team. I mean,
you think it's a must? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just speaking in general terms. I'm as a Texans fan, forget the slow start. Forget the fact that you're 500. Forget the fact that C.J. Stroud's not healthy, and forget the fact that we really don't know, is C.J. Stroud going to be a $60 million a year face of your franchise moving forward? I don't know. Take all that off the table. If this team, if this franchise under D'Amico Ryans is going to win a championship, it's going to do so with a ton of money being spent on the defensive side of the football. It's going to do so with more times than not throughout a season, definitely the overall outlook of a season, the team is going to be led by the defense. And if we're 3 years in, and in a moment where you have to have a win, you cannot afford to lose this football game. Your defense, your identity, your defensive-minded head coach, known as one of the best play callers in the game on that side of the ball, They got to give you a chance. They have to, Ron. And giving up 28, 33, 31, 35 points, that ain't giving you a chance. That's not giving you a chance. And so I just believe that this next stretch here, this starts with this game, but the Chiefs and the Colts are as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing, win, lose, or draw. Like for, even if the season goes down the drain and you lose all three, or you lose two of the three and you're not going to make the playoffs. As a Texans fan, if we can't at least take to the bank that this defense is Super Bowl caliber, this defense is one of the best in football and is something you can win with if you just get the offensive side right. If we can't take that to the bank as a fan after year three with D'Amico, we're going to be in a bad spot. And it starts tonight. I mean, this is a game against a reigning MVP, one of the best, most electric offensive players in football. And it's not a real sophisticated approach. He doesn't have a bunch of all-pro players around him. It's not an attack that, boy, you just can't figure out what they're doing schematically.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This has got to be a game where your defense gives you a chance to win it.
Text line coming in. If Woody rushes for a C note, the Texans will win if our linebackers don't miss tackles and if they can run in the red zone. Red zone success. A lot of people, this is one they got to score touchdowns when they get down there. Stopped at the one.
You know how many points we've left on the field the last 3 weeks? I don't have a number for you, but it's a lot. Davis Mills throws the ball away when Nico's getting triple covered, and it's a route we've been running in the red zone since I was knee high to a grasshopper. Right, your best receiver runs a crossing route. It's a mesh route. It's a red zone mesh. It's two receivers crossing each other, running to the back pylon opposite from where they line up. Nico's not there. You kick your eyes back left. Higgins is wide open. Right. I mean, you know how many Christian Kirk drops the touchdown last week. You know how many touchdowns we've left on the field the last handful of weeks? And as I've said, we've been pretty damn good. I mean, they've been pretty damn good.
Between 20 to – or 10 to 10, 20 to 10.
Yeah.
20 to 20.
Ron, it's just – there are – before CJ got hurt against Denver, the Woody Marks touchdown, right? Davis comes back and misses Christian Kirk over the middle of the field that I think would have been a touchdown, would have been at least a 50-plus yarder. So, I mean, like we have left a ton of plays on the field the last 3 weeks, and we've somehow been 5-2 in the last 7 games. And so, you're exactly right. When the opportunity presents itself, whether it's a quarterback making the read, a veteran receiver making the damn play, or the quarterback making the throw, they've got to get it done if you're going to beat top-tier talent in this league, and Buffalo is definitely that.
You can get away maybe doing that against, as you said, the Titans. Mm-hmm. You can get away. Hell, even with Denver and Denver's offense, your defense, you thought could hold them down. Like, listen, I think this is a great defense. A great defense. The best defense in the league, numbers and when you watch them. But, like, you got to score touchdowns because I don't think you can expect this defense to hold these guys to 14 points. I mean, are they capable? Sure. I mean, again, last year, just to be noted, Josh had the worst game maybe of his career, 9 of 30, and they still got 20 up on the board. Right? So I just, against this defense,